champions. Everybody in this match has had an opportunity with the title except for me. Yeah, I bring it out there with me, man. Yeah, I carry that on my shoulder. It's a big chip.
That's right.
Big chip.
Big old Dorito.
All the snacks.
On my shoulder. Pringles.
Pringles.
Whatever you like. Crew Ruffles. Ranch. Ruffles.
Baked bake Lays.
Cape Cod potato chips. All those chips.
Cape Cod's fire.
Bake, you understand? Baked bake Lays.
Chicharrones.
You understand?
You want one?
What kind? What kind of question is
can't
that?
No, nope.
Can't have it.
That's all Kofi's chips.
Nah, man, this my chips.
All the chips.
It's on my shoulder. Poker chips.
And he about to cash them in this Sunday at Elimination Chamber.
That's right.
Cheap plug.
You see that? See the same page that we're on?
Yeah.
Speaking of same page, welcome back, Matt Maniacs, to another episode of the Matt Mania Podcast.
And right now it's a new day because you got the Free Birds,
the Treacherous Trio.
That's right.
Yeah. You're back, Dave.
I
am. Two plus one.
You survived the avian bird flu.
I am alive and well. I very much am. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I think I dubbed it the Royal Rumble flu.
You know what? That's real. Royal Rumble flu is a real thing. But I'm back. Episode 121 of the Matt Mania Podcast.
Cheer.
Thank you so much for joining us. And yes, I do feel much better. Thank you, boys, for holding it down.
Yo, Rand's a liar. Because Rand, remember last week, Rand was like, I'm going to be there for the next like 8 weeks. Then Rand's not here.
Well.
Good reason, though.
Yeah, from what y'all tell me, you got good reason. Family, not to be here.
Family just first. His
balls. Happy birthday to Mama Ran.
Absolutely.
Happy birthday.
Cheer.
Mama Ran.
Who else is in the building?
T. Call, the villain, in the building.
Such a villain.
Chilling.
Yeah. And Brock Knowledge hanging out. I'm getting to be completely honest with y'all. I didn't watch no wrestling this week. I was not interested.
This isn't a wrestling podcast.
I read the recap, so I know what happened. I needed a break.
Wait, did
bro.
You say this is not a wrestling
it's
recap?
Not a, it's not a wrestling podcast.
I need
anyway.
A break, man. How much wrestling's been on my mind and I've been watching over the past like 3-4
you know
weeks?
What,
people
though?
Keep posting us as a wrestling podcast. Are you sure?
The thing is, I've never thought of this podcast as a recap session.
Oh no!
I want to know how you feel.
I'll let you know how I feel.
Let me know how you. Let me know what your insides are about.
Because I'm pissed about Raw, but we'll get into that.
That's word.
Yeah, we're getting
and,
that.
And Matt Maniacs, again, yes, I am back. I am the Neo X. I am ready, willing, Gable.
Oh, and, I see what you did there.
You know.
And Gable.
I don't know why you did that.
So, it's because, hey. Because
you lost.
Bob Roode and Gable, they put on a clinic with the Revival. I liked it. Yeah. It was really good.
That was just a pacifier losers. For the Revival.
Ah.
Right. Let's not get into it just yet.
No.
But anyway, boys and girls.
I know y'all got thoughts about that.
Matt Maniacs, it is just so good to be back. Thank you so much. We missed y'all.
It feels good to be home, baby.
It did. You know,
it's been good to be home.
There's been a lot going on in the world of professional wrestling.
Oh, yeah. But before we get into everything, we wanted to let the Matt Maniacs know that this episode of the Matt Mania Podcast is brought to you by The Muscle Hustle.
Chill.
Available on iOS and Google Play.
I see a lot of y'all Matt Maniacs out there have been using the code and getting that free gold.
You know
we
what?
Appreciate that.
Yes. So again, I think we have about 3 spots left. I need 3 more Matt Maniacs to download
Tres.
The game.
Tres.
Post your
Treyway.
Treyway.
Maybe not Treyway.
Post your identification ID. Post the screenshot that you use the code Mega Hustle, and I will enter you into a drawing to win a superstar. And to all the new Matt Maniacs out there, if you have not played this wrestling game before, it is very fun. The controls are simple, very easy.
Even Rock can do it.
Yeah, think of it. It's like playing pool or pinball, but you get to use these special unique wrestlers. You can collect them, train them, promote them, bring them through the ranks.
It essentially sounds like Pokemon,
but
with wrestlers.
You know what though? It's if you think of it as collecting them all and raising them up, it can become very addicting. I like it because, again, you can combine different wrestlers to unleash like a fury of hyper combinations.
Unleash the fury.
Yeah, man, it's so good. And
plus, if you need a tag team partner.
Yeah, if you need a tag team partner.
You can get Neo X.
Exactly. I will be dropping my ID code out there, but only to people who download the Muscle Hustle game using the code for Matt Mania. And you
Mega
can find
hustle.
That
Mega
code.
Hustle.
In the link, it'll be posted in the show notes, obviously, but you can also find the download link in our Twitter and Instagram bios. So be sure you check out the Muscle Hustle.
Absolutely.
Get at your boy. Your boy is ranked 156 right now.
In the world.
So
of the world, Craig.
Of the world. Yeah, and I think I have pretty much every wrestler, minus like some of like the new legendaries. Oh, see, look at that. Two players called for your help, and guess what I get? $99. Claim that shit.
Money, money.
Because they needed your help.
Make it rain Okada bucks.
That's right. You pay for Neo's help.
That's right.
You don't
run in for free.
Yeah.
Save you.
Speaking of paying that money, Matt Maniacs, yeah. We have the Patreon. We definitely want to send a warm thank you to our Patreons, our Matt Maniacs, who continue to hold us down. StarCast is looming its rear beautiful shiny head in Vegas. We want to be fully equipped to go and bring you some great content. So keep contributing to a great cause because, of course, this podcast is listener-supported, you know, by Matt Maniacs like you. And you can continue to show your support, again, on the Patreon and to go to ProWrestlingTees.com. Again, we're the only wrestling show or wrestling podcast who has music and fly-ass tees.
Hey.
So, yeah.
I like both of those things.
Patreon and t-shirts.
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
Yeah.
Music-related t-shirts.
Yeah.
As you can tell.
Oh, man. It's a dope-ass shirt.
No, his shirt.
Oh, he got the bad... Yeah, the bad boy shirt.
Bad boy.
How is this shirt music-related unless you're talking about, like, some songs that was on Rugrats movie or something?
Of course, dog. You know that legendary Mace verse.
Right.
No, I can't. Never mind.
You can't spit that verse?
No, that's promoting another show.
Those Rugrat movies were fire. Super dope. I enjoyed those.
But are you ready to be terrified by the live-action Rugrats movie that's supposed to be in...
Are there going to be babies still?
In production.
Are there going to be babies?
I would think so.
The same characters?
Are the babies going to be CGI and everybody else be regular?
That's gross.
Wait, so there's going to be like Chucky and Tommy and they're all going to be like just the same age, but...
I mean, it's a Rugrats movie, not an adult movie.
So they're going to age like the Simpsons characters. Never.
Also heard that SpongeBob is getting a live-action movie.
You can go fuck off with that theory.
Squidward.
Wait, which one?
That SpongeBob theory.
Oh, I just...
that's gross.
I just read that for 2019. It's like an anniversary or something, so they're doing a live-action.
You want to hear a scary fucking theory about Rugrats?
I don't know. Are you going to ruin Rugrats for everybody?
I just might. So, there could be... The theory is, you know, Angelica is the only one who can talk to the babies, right?
Okay.
The older one. Well,
she's a witch.
The theory is all those babies are dead.
Ah.
And she's imagining the kids and she's acting out and she has to act out for attention. And she has to blame it on the kids. But obviously, no one can understand.
Because what about the black chick?
I'm just saying... It's just a theory.
I don't remember her name.
Your theory is flawed.
Her was it Stacy?
I don't know. They added new kids later on.
But it was a pretty shocking theory when I first heard it. And it made a little bit of sense early on.
They were trying to make Rugrats sound like it was Sixth Sense.
There's a lot of crazy theories and spinoffs like with like child wholesome shows and shit. Like even like Rocco's Modern Life. They're talking about how he used to be a fucking sex worker. Or not a sex worker. he used to be a sex operator.
Rocco.
Remember when Webster burned down his house?
The only horrifying thing on this shirt is these guys right here. I don't even know how they made it on this shirt.
Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, Stimpy, you idiot.
Ren and Stimpy got taken off of Nickelodeon.
Gross.
For their adult
humor. Some
of that
animation.
And they went to Spike. Do y'all remember when Spike was a channel? The men's... network.
Used to watch wrestling on Spike.
WWE's Raw used to be on Spike.
No, what I'm saying, like they put Ren and Stimpy on Spike.
Yeah, but it used to be on Nickelodeon for children.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Powdered Toast Man.
With his blood everywhere.
Yeah, it's with big, his ass out.
It's better than bad. It's good.
The episode of Ren and Stimpy when they suck the fat out of Stimpy's
ass. What about
ass
when he has his tooth? And the nerve.
It's all wiggly and shit.
I always remember the one where he used the fat to make Ren muscly.
Oh, yeah.
And then Stimpy's ass was all saggy
it's
and
all,
flat.
It's amazing that was on Nickelodeon.
Yeah,
but it was.
That shit was like an acid trip and it was on Nickelodeon.
That shit was so good.
You kids don't know what you're missing out nowadays.
My nana was not a fan of Ren and Stimpy. But she still let us watch it.
I don't think I want to let my kids watch that shit.
You wouldn't let your kids watch Ren and Stimpy?
Your kids probably watched some questionable shit already.
Probably.
Exactly. How old are they?
6 and 10.
Oh, yeah. The 10-year-old is going to corrupt the 6-year-old.
I mean, they tried to make a watered-down version when they had
it don't work.
Angry Beavers. I think Angry Beavers was like watered-down Ren and Stimpy.
Angry Beavers? What's that?
It's about two beavers.
Yeah. A show about two angry beavers.
I don't remember that. Even the title's fucking like...
Wasn't the cop on Ren and Stimpy a horse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, he was always like one of like, he was always like the third wheel type of person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're old. We're talking about old Nickelodeon cartoons to start the podcast off.
Off on a tangent per usual.
Because that's what we do.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Let's
put
some shit over.
And I'm sure everybody who is our listeners.
Our listeners.
You know. Fellow Mad Maniacs, exactly.
I think they're
know about.
I think they're in the vein,
exactly,
right?
Of old Nicktoons. We could take it deep if you wanted to, but we're not gonna.
Hey.
This is a deep vein.
Well, and then I was gonna bring up Toonami.
Who?
Toonami. You ever watch Toonami?
What's Toonami?
Cartoon Network.
Oh, Cartoon Network.
That's Toonami was their anime segment.
And this is where I check out.
But they did have what the fuck did I was.
Afro Samurai?
No, something that they had that was like Ren and Stimpy. Didn't they have like, not Cat Dog, but it was like a show with two dogs or something?
Wasn't it Cow and Chicken? Oh,
they did have Cow and Chicken.
Robot Chicken.
I'm thinking of Two Stupid Dogs. Do you remember
that?
Oh,
I do. Yeah. But yeah, I also remember Cat Dog as well.
Cat Dog was Nickelodeon, but Cow and Chicken, yes, was Ren and Stimpy on Cartoon Network.
That was questionable programming, Cow and Chicken. Oh, man.
Go look it up.
They talk about eating ass and shit.
No, they ate legit ass.
Legit.
Like,
yeah.
not eating somebody's like, ass, but it was on a plate. Like, booty like cheeks on a plate. They would eat ass.
And then, like, you know, the cow obviously had udders, so she'd be like...
This is before Janae Aiko said eat the booty like groceries?
Yes.
Yeah, it's
crazy. So she was behind the curve, is what you're saying.
Yeah, Cartoon Network was far ahead of the curve when it came to eating ass.
Ooh.
Oh, they even had that show called...
Eating Ass?
It might as well have been this will get us off the tangent, but it was called
fuck. Describe
there's a,
it.
There's a computer.
It was
right
a
there
it was hand. A cop that was butt cheeks, and it came on Adult Swim.
Oh, it was like Detective
Schwinter.
No, it was like I know what he's talking about.
Oh my! Because I gotta find it now.
It was an old like Flash.
Detective Analingus?
No, it was like an old Flash cartoon that they adopted for like Cartoon Network, where he was a detective, and he would solve crime with his because he was just an ass.
With his butt cheeks?
Yeah. So he would put like every time he would speak like little fart noises would come up. He'd hold his gun in between his butt cheeks.
How would he apprehend you? Like would he like stick you between his butt cheeks?
He was like it was just legs and an ass.
Yeah.
No and eyes,
and then a cop hat.
Yeah,
did he have eyes?
No,
he was just so no one was baffled about the walking ass.
You know who used to do that? I mean, not you, but you know, there have been other detectives like that. You remember Detective Head from In Living Color?
Yeah.
See, it's kind of like that.
In Living Color.
Remember when Damon Wayans? He used to be a head, but he was also a detective.
Okay.
Yeah. So see, it's possible.
Okay. Definitely.
Word.
But,
did you find it?
Yes, and I don't know why I couldn't remember the name. The name of the show was called Assy McGee.
Assy McGee.
Assy McGee. See, this is, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I'm glad, to be honest with you.
Matt Maniacs, if you want to have a good time,
Google.
Go look up Assy McGee.
YouTube Googles.
Not at work.
And Google Assy McGee.
Not at work, but I'm about to show Rock some pictures.
And while he's doing that, Neo X, what are you putting over this
Speaking
week?
Speaking of using your Googles. Matt Maniacs, so I slipped into another YouTube hole.
Do you see him smoking a cigarette between the butt cheeks?
Anyway, wow. Ask him again, y'all. But me, on the other hand, I think the Matt Maniacs know. I usually, annually, I put over a show called Awesome Games Done Quick, which is like a speed running where, you know, they speed run through video games. So stupid. They speed run video games for a good cause.
Mexican rain.
So my putover is actually the equivalent. It's like a docuseries for speedrunners, which is really cool. So you know how the ESPN has like a 30 for 30?
Yeah.
So this guy on YouTube, his name is Summoning Salt. Go to YouTube, Summoning Salt.
Mm-hmm.
He actually does these docuseries around speedrunners. So he actually goes into in-depth analysis when, like, for example, Super Mario Brothers 1. He goes into detail regarding, like, this world record was set on X day, and then it was,
was this like somebody beating,
surpassed.
Like, it's like somebody beating Mario Brothers in, like, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he goes into the details, and it, he goes into like how they were able to beat it. What did they use to you know exploit the game or whatever in order to get this time? And he would go into like analysis and like you know he would put in these different you know clips of people like breaking these world records.
World records.
And it's one of my favorite.
World record water.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things on YouTube. Is so check out Summoning Salt on the YouTube, so you can check out
Summoning Salt,
the docuseries behind speedrunning. So he goes into like Super Mario Brothers 1.
I'm sorry. So this is not about Salt Bay.
No.
Okay. And it's also you said speedrunning, but it's you're talking about running through video games.
Yeah, that's what speedrunning is.
Actually, speedrunning is a totally other thing that well, I thought you...
well, speedrunning, you know,
well, I thought you were talking about. Yeah, I thought you were talking about marathon running.
I had those on the Do I look like about. I marathon run?
I thought you were talking about narcotics. But hey, we're all running, over the place tonight.
Running on speed?
That's like speedrunning.
I'm the Flash.
Yeah. But yeah, Summoning Salt. Check it out on YouTube. It's a really good channel. Again, it's one of those things where... You know, you just get that in-depth analysis of how these world records were set, broken, and continue to be, you know, untouched.
Neo, who's okay. got the top speed on one of those games?
I don't know the names.
But well, they're give me a top speed for a top game.
This guy beat Super Mario Brothers 1 in, like, 4 minutes.
What the fuck?
He's never got no pussy.
So...
I mean, he just warped to the last level and didn't beat the game, right?
Oh, yeah, because there's like, two warp levels you can, like, jump way ahead, right?
He also, like, goes into, like, this guy who beat Super Mario Kart 64, the chocolate level.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it's called. Donut level, whatever it is. And he beats, like, he takes 3 laps in, like, six seconds.
Yeah.
How you do that?
Exactly. You gotta watch.
Let me ask you this. Since we're talking about Mario Brothers.
Summoning Salt.
What are your thoughts on Mario 2? I don't understand that game. I've never understood that game. I don't like that game.
So if you really want to know about Super Mario Brothers 2, I recommend the gaming historian, Norman Caruso.
I believe you put him over a couple times.
He actually goes into a video explaining how Mario 2 came to be.
What's the point of that game? Though?
Like, wait, you like about Mario 2? That's one of my favorite Marios.
It doesn't go with any of the Mario, like...
Lore,
so to speak. So...
The first one that introduced all of those like power ups, right? Like the raccoon.
No, that's 3.
Is that 3?
That's 3. Oh.
3 is my favorite. Well, I mean, 1 is that's just 1 is 1, but 3 is the one I have the most fun playing.
I agree. To give you a brief,
no man, 2's got some of those. I'm looking at the things.
They got the firepower and the star.
That's it.
Those are in 1.
Yeah.
I was just curious. I never understood that one. I thought it was like the odd man out.
But to give you a brief. As to why,
yeah.
The game was so hard that they thought Americans and Japanese alike wouldn't really like it. So they took a simple platformer game called Doki Doki Panic and just reskinned it for Mario. And, you know, because it was an easier game to play. Hmm. I think it was Doki Doki Panic.
That's a fun fact I was not aware of.
I'm pretty sure it's Doki Panic.
Thank you for that, NeoX.
Yeah, man.
You know? I'm going to go into my put over right now. Season 3 of one of my favorite shows on Netflix dropped on Friday. So I had to peel myself away from my breakup therapy, which is Grey's Anatomy. It is One Day at a Time. Season 3, I binge watched the whole shit. It is spectacular.
That's not it.
That is not it. I put over One Day at a
Time. NeoX playlist, ladies and gentlemen. So, NeoX playlist.
Season 3 is currently on Netflix. It's incredibly dope. Very relevant. A lot of social topics they touch. Hey, Gloria Estefan.
Let's go and have a ball.
The only intro song where I ignore the skip intro.
Me too!
I love the song!
It's very uplifting.
And he was even better than she came out as a sister Mirtha.
She's like hello.
I'm like, oh, it's Gloria. Look at Gloria. But no, it's great, man. Who's your favorite character on the show?
I like Papito.
This is where I bow out because I have no idea what they're talking
Papito's
about.
Papito's good.
I like Papito. But I like
Schneider.
But I like Schneider. It's Schneider.
It's Schneider.
I like it Schneider. He's got a deep story, too, bro.
And of course, you know, you can't ignore the queen, Rita Moreno.
Yeah.
Who, I mean...
Very bouncy in this season.
She is...
Mad Jiggly.
I said this before. Go Google pictures of Rita Moreno.
You're jiggling,
Rita
baby.
Moreno was killing the game when she was younger. Mm-hmm. She's a pretty older woman. She's a pretty old lady. I kind of feel bad saying that about her. But
no, but
she was a down. She was a bombshell in her time. So One Day at a Time, season 3. I hope they get a season 4. The show is... I didn't even think... I don't know why I liked it.
I liked how animated she was, like, the entire season. Like, even though, like, they were trying to push limitations on
yes.
her. Like, the dramaticism that she plays.
Oh, with the high heels just, and...
Even my favorite is, like, when she, like... Okay, just to kind of give you a brief thing.
Take the picture.
She has a room, but there's curtains
yeah.
as the door. So whenever it's, like, very dramatic, she, like, pops them open. It makes like a grand entrance. It's hilarious.
I like how they do that every season. She gets the one where she opens them and the music starts and she starts dancing. Yeah. But on this one, she opens it, the music, and they're like, no. Trying to calm her down. Great show.
Yeah.
Yeah, just watch it, man. It's good, wholesome, clean. You can watch it with your kids. Your mom will like it. Your nana kids, will like it.
Kids have a lot of questions.
I though. Don't watch nothing wholesome and clean.
Yeah, bro. Based on what you're about to put over,
exactly.
That is correct.
This is the total opposite of wholesome.
This is
clean.
Not wholesome, but it is hilarious and awesome. Go ahead, sir.
So, Mad Maniacs, as you know, when this airs, it will be Valentine's Day.
Fuck Valentine's Day!
And Netflix has put out the special Valentine's Day episode of one of my favorite shows. It's called Big Mouth.
Yeah.
So. Neo's over there cracking a smirk. You been watching some Big Mouth, Neo?
Have you seen it?
Bitch.
Your boys are watching Big Mouth right now.
That show is nasty.
Your boys are watching it.
Hey, you better have them watch this. I had my stepdaughter watch the
Hormone Monster?
The episode with the when the women went to the bathhouse.
Oh, God.
That episode.
Oh, God.
I had her watch that like, hey, be comfortable with yourself. Look at all these different... shapes of cartoon titties.
Oh, God.
Celebrate.
Exactly. But yeah, so this is about like some kids who's going through hormones and their hormone monsters and everything. And but until they get back with season 3, they decided that they would hit us with a little Valentine's Day episode. So,
yeah.
I mean, you might want to watch season 1 and 2 so that you can catch up before watching this, but I'm sure it'll be something that you can just jump into and watch.
Yeah, it's
if
not
you're
one
in
those,
the mood.
Yeah, it's not one of those you have to like watch it in succession.
Just it is a cartoon, it. But don't watch it with your kids. It is going to be full of raunchy sexual innuendo.
Not unless you want to watch it with your kids and they go to school the next day and they reenact some shit and then you get a note or a call from the teacher asking what the hell your kids are talking about. It is very inappropriate for the children.
Is it a very like masturbation heavy episode or some shit?
Well, that's one of the
they
like,
did have one.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean they've had episodes where the dude has sex with his pillows like.
Oh yeah, he destroyed that pillow. That little Mexican kid?
Yeah, his pillow had a kid.
Ooh.
Because his
pillow had a kid.
Cuz he was beating them.
I didn't see that
beating one. Beating that pillow up so much.
I'm not sure that I want to see that one now. Why did he be Mexican?
I think he's Mexican.
He is.
Yeah.
I want to say he's Mexican.
He is.
Big Mouth is everybody's favorite animated sitcom on Netflix.
That's right.
And today, the Valentine special was released to the streaming platform.
Okay.
With the excitement of the special being released.
All right, Neo. All
right,
And that's the voice of Neo X talking through his computer.
Yeah.
Stephen Hawking.
That wasn't Stephen Hawking's voice.
All right.
Go check that out. I'm probably going to watch it when I leave here today because I haven't watched the Valentine's Day episode. I didn't know it was up already. But we'll be checking that out.
Damn, Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
Question to segue off of Valentine's Day. Who is your wrestling Valentine? Go.
Zelina Vega.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. I don't know. I'll say like Io Shirai. Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't pick Becky Lynch.
I thought about it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man, because, you know, I figure if you're going to hook up with the man.
Tessa Blanchard?
The man might manhandle me.
Jordan Grace.
You'll be like Cleveland Brown, like, when is it my turn?
Jordan Grace.
Disarm me.
Disarm me.
Give me a Bexploder.
Oui.
Yeah. Give me some. Give
Who's
me some,
yours?
What about you?
Give me some Naomi.
Hey.
Oh, shit. You didn't even say Nia Jax. Ooh.
Nia Jackson.
Nia already knows.
Nia already knows Nia how you feel about Zelina. Is that what you're saying?
Nia's on site. Nia's on site. Shooting thine shot if I ever get a chance.
Nia, no Valentine for you.
I'm anti-Valentine's Day this year.
Yeah?
I ain't doing that
just
shit.
Just you and I and Zelina?
Yeah, me and Angela.
Are you going to do like what they did at One Day at a Time?
Palmiana?
Palmiana.
She has like her own special day.
You just reminded me of the podcast we can't talk about.
Bust it down, Palmiana.
Hey, speaking of, big shout out to Rory, man. So leave it at that. Rory's getting married.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Rory and his furry slippers.
Right at the Rock Nation brunch. I would love to get an invitation one day to the Rock Nation brunch. Just to go.
Yeah. That was surprising, though, when I saw that on Instagram.
What's that all about?
The Rock Nation brunch?
Yeah, what's that?
Do you know what Rock Nation is?
Yeah.
Rock, Hove.
Hove and stuff.
Pretty much. Hove. Yeah, so Hove and stuff has eggs and stuff. That's eggs. What the Rock Nation brunch is. Yeah.
Pancake breakfast. Yeah. Should have a Matt Mania breakfast.
We should have a Matt Mania breakfast.
I talked about it. It's in the works.
You did? We're going to have it in Vegas.
I mean, maybe. Mm. Rock said that he didn't get, he said his waffle maker was not a WWE approved one.
Oh, no.
I'll go buy one. I'll make y'all WWE waffles.
WWE waffles.
That's all we want.
Yeah. Title belt waffles.
We're going to have a WWE, we're going to have a Matt Mania.
Themed breakfast.
Well, now that we're giving it away.
Jordan Grace.
Yeah, no.
I like Jordan Grace.
Yeah, it's in the works to have a
Big Mama Pop.
Hey!
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man. I take back everything I said about you for not being here after telling us you was going to be here.
Special running.
I know. I said I was going to be here
buddy.
Often.
It's good to see you, buddy.
And then I'm not here.
He actually just said that.
And that's what he just talked. That's what he just talked shit
Did
about.
Did Rand give you a Valentine's?
Hell yeah, baby. I earned this shit.
You earned it.
That's what Cobra.
Cobra gave you a Valentine.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's up?
Oh, hold on.
That
mic is low.
Are they wishing us all a Valentine?
That mic is low.
Check.
There he is. Dang, I've only been doing 27 minutes. All right.
We talked about Nicktoons, Assy McGee.
Oh my God.
And we're on the third putover.
It's your turn.
We did talk a lot of crazy stuff. Do you want to drop your input on anything that we talked about?
Nah, let's just keep moving.
But if I say something
that you guys have talked about,
just get a putover going at least.
No, I did ask them what was their wrestling Valentine. Do you have one?
Wrestling Valentine. What does that mean?
I mean, like if you had to pick a wrestling chick to be your Valentine or dude.
I don't know. I pick Jordan Grace.
I would say Joey Ryan.
Well, there we go.
Joey Ryan's my Valentine.
There you go.
Okay. Jordan Grace, though, shout out to her.
Neo's dad.
Yo, you know what, though? Mm. Sorry. I do have one.
Yeah.
Have you seen the newest PC class, the Performance Center?
No.
I saw the photo.
So I saw the homie ACH is in there, right? So.
Is that Aaliyah, right?
No, man. There's this gorgeous Asian girl.
Oh, Lord.
Oh man!
Hope they don't give her a dumbass gimmick like they do all the other Asian girls in the company.
Man, these Asian girls is gonna take over.
You know what it's gonna be?
They get trash gimmicks though.
You know what it's gonna be?
Oscar ain't no trash gimmick.
Who is she?
It's a trash gimmick.
Really cute girl. All right. Well, let me keep moving.
He's just gonna keep saying this really cute girl.
It's gonna take forever.
He's gotta find her.
Aaliyah.
Who is that?
Aaliyah.
Is that who
Karen
he's talking about?
Q. She was Karen. In the Mae Young Classic.
Okay.
Yes. Woo. Karen U is her name. She wrestled as Karen Q. She's from Queens, Division II diver and volleyball player with a master's in health education.
She's a diver and a volleyball player?
I think she's snack of the week worthy.
She's a diver and a volleyball player?
And volleyball player.
That means she's got them legs.
Mad athletic.
Picture isn't of her legs.
Let me see them things.
But she cute, though.
Oh, she's pretty.
She's adorable.
She's adorable.
Oh, she is pretty.
She looks nice, untainted yet.
Because she just got in the Performance Center. She looks like Rihanna before she turned bad.
When you say she's untainted, like she hasn't been
Rihanna before she turned bad.
No. Did you hear what I just said? Amazing. I said like Rihanna before she went bad.
Speaking of, Rihanna had that good girl image. Change of topic, but just when you mentioned bad girl going good, we always think about like Paige. She was the bad girl.
Yeah.
Frequent listener and patron, Cool Greg, hit me up, and he kind of came at me. He was like, yo.
Hey, dog.
How you guys going to say Paige ain't a Hall of Famer?
I asked the question. Y'all told me no.
I remember you asking, and I was like,
what did Rock say?
I don't think he had an opinion. No, he asked me.
I was asking the question because I'm kind of like,
I forget where this question was. Was this
a live one? I think it was a Patreon. We were talking.
It was probably the week before, this last week or the week before.
We were talking because the Hart Foundation's going in the Hall of Fame.
I just think that it's too soon.
And you said if she would have had
but one more. But her career is over. Like, so there is nothing.
But we thought Daniel Bryan's career was over too. And this guy came back. So I feel like give her a little bit of time.
I think Paige is way different though.
Yeah, but.
Injury wise.
You never
but know. On but, top, yeah. But even if her ring stuff is done, when they bring you in as a Hall of Famer, it's based off of everything that you've done. It's not just
right.
your wrestling. So I'm saying give her career some time. You don't want to throw her in the Hall of Fame right after. The year after she's no longer able to wrestle.
I mean, but she's kind of off TV now, right? Like, she used to be the
No, she just popped back up, didn't she?
For the movie.
For the movie.
She just cut up that the only reason
why she's And she's also, I was reading a story today, her and the Bellas are not going to be on Total Divas Season 9, so she's written off of that.
Wow.
So no, where is Paige going
to
be?
Ooh, are they adding new girls to the show?
Yeah, Ronda Rousey. Yeah, Ronda's coming. Which doesn't make any damn sense. Because I don't see how Ronda Rousey's so audience is going to care about that.
Wait, so she's not leaving after Mania then, right?
I thought I the Total Bellas...
Two different shows.
Oh, that's right. Total Divas.
Total Divas,
yeah. Yeah, they don't have My to bad. Be
on The Bellas got their own
show. He's like, how did they get kicked off their own show?
That's what I'm saying. So I'm assuming Homeboy thinks that Paige is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. And then it made me think. I was like, yo, she's been kind of legendary on the indies.
She killed the NXT.
Killed it at NXT. Debuted, youngest champ.
Won the strap in her debut.
Won the strap on her debut.
Crowd loves her.
Ah, great commissioner.
Let's see how this movie does.
If this movie comes out,
she's working like a motherfucker.
Hold on. Here's the bad thing, because it's not even her in the movie. But if this movie with somebody playing
about
you
her life
sucks,
as well. had something to do with the, at least the something, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's her life.
She like had some input,
yeah,
of course. If this movie does well, which I'm guessing it will.
I think it will.
I think she's got to be considered.
I mean, WWE doesn't have that many movies that go to theaters. So.
Let's also take into consideration, you know, although she might not be quote unquote ring talent, that's not to say like she can't come back in another capacity or even do something, you know, with another company.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You know, mm-hmm. I feel like that, you know, we would be cutting it too short, I feel like,
right.
to say she was a Hall of Famer right now. Give her some time.
I was never the biggest fan of her ring work, per se. Personally.
Yeah, per se.
But, you know, that's not to take away what she's contributed to the to
Well, the Neo, let's give them your list of grievances here. first off, Paige.
What don't you like about Paige?
We don't have to go there.
It was just...
I'm just totally...
But I'm just saying, I just didn't like the ring style.
You weren't a fan of the ring work. But,
yeah.
I mean, granted, there's people I wasn't a fan of the ring work that are in the Hall of Fame. So, yeah. I get that.
And I'm saying that, and I think I missed...
Hillbilly Jim.
I missed the whole four... Was she a horsewoman or the Paige Boss connection, whatever?
Let me ask this.
No, she had somewhere was Paige, Charlotte, and Boss, right?
They like were the best friends.
PBC or something.
No, they were the other team, right?
I don't remember that.
Something like that, though. It was
just
their
initials. No, it was PCB.
Was Medusa's ring work worthy of a Hall of Fame career?
Paige, Charlotte, Bailey?
I wasn't watching that at that time.
Yeah, or Alundra Blaze, whatever you want to call her. Was her work really worthy of being Hall of Fame status?
I think she's part of such a monumental moment with throwing the title in the trash.
That, yes.
Doing both, like, you know. That
also,
so that's what
was
saying.
A lot of Hall of Famers' ring work worth it?
Yeah, more, it's your total impact.
like back then, a lot of those Hall of Famers that they were picking in.
Technicians. Right. It wasn't just, you know, I get that.
You know who I was a big fan of when it comes to, like, women's ring work back in the day?
Wendy Richter.
Ringworms?
The Jumping Bomb Angels.
I'm not familiar with the Jumping Bomb.
Use your Googles, guys.
I heard the name.
Is that early 80s WWF?
Super early
80s. Did you say the Von Angels?
No, the Jumping Bomb Angels.
Bomb Angels.
Jumping Bomb Angels.
Yeah, they're so good.
All right. So, Rain, did you have a put over?
I do. I started listening to this album.
We did put over your mom a little bit.
Thanks. Happy birthday, Mom. It was
all love. Day.
All love.
Put over your mom. What?
That just sounds like... Right, that's why I had to tell you it was all love, the way you said that. Like,
sounds wrong.
We didn't bury your mom, though. But
that's better.
He buried you for being at Golden Corral.
That's okay. We didn't actually do that. We had some change of plans, but it all worked out. Todrick Hall is a singer. He used to be on maybe American Idol, America's Got Talent.
Okay.
And he has an album called Straight Outta Oz. And what this is a concept album about the Wizard of Oz. He's an R&B singer. I love concepts, and somebody just happened to message me on Facebook and was like, yo, man, you love concepts. Would you ever do a album like this? And they sent me a link, and I was like, this is really cool. So it came out a few years ago, but this guy's name is Todrick Hall.
Todrick?
Todrick, T-O-D-R-I-C-K. And it came out in 2016. It's got some dope features on it. I've never heard of this. Tamar Braxton's on it. Raven Simone.
Oh, wow.
RuPaul, Jordan Sparks.
Oh, hold on. Do it have anything to do with the... when did you say it came out? It doesn't have anything to do with, like, the Broadway Oz that they did, the one that was on TV.
I don't know, but...
Straight out of
I'm
Oz.
I'm not sure, but it's...
The album cover looks dope, too.
It's called Straight Out of Oz. It's a cool project.
Queen Latifah, really was she in that one?
Oh.
The one that was on
TV? No, I think he would have just called it Oz. I think what he's trying to do is something just, like, outside of that, but...
Oh, okay.
But maybe... he's got some really, like, big names on here, and it's good stuff. It's good R&B. So check it out if you can. I had never heard of the brother, and I started listening, and I was like, this is kind of cool.
Straight out of Oz.
He doesn't have, like, a...
Like, Straight out of Compton, like, but he flipped it.
Something about stacking bricks on that yellow brick road?
No, it's R&B, man.
Stacking
maybe
bricks.
Hitting chicks on that yellow brick road.
Hitting chicks on that yellow brick road.
I apologize for the cough, man.
All this right. So coughs are going around right now. I want to bury... my doctor who says that I might have asthma.
I would also like to bury my doctor. Well, after you bury
Rand,
your doctor.
Rand has developed adult acute asthma.
With joy.
This is how it is. I don't know. I mean, I guess this is how it happens. You one day, you just got a cough, and then it just doesn't go away. And then the doc says, yo, you got asthma. And I'm like, wait, how? And then like, well, maybe it's air quality, whatever you've been doing. Ever since that,
bronchitis, I guess.
I mean, that's better than bronchitis. They gave me a pump. I'm like, she's like, come back in 2 days or 2 weeks. And so I don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. But right now, I might be asthmatic.
Are you talking all the way back to that day that you said you were sick during Royal Rumble weekend?
Yeah, I've been coughing since that day.
It's that Rumble flu, man.
So
when you pump, do you pump like a Big Papa pump?
Nah. I do. You got to flex as
like
you pump.
Like 3 times?
She showed me like a bunch of times how to do it. She's like, 90% of people do asthma pump or pumps wrong. So just remember, take a deep breath, breathe out, and then breathe in.
Take it in.
Breathe in. At the same time. Hold it for 10 seconds. And then wash your mouth out, like which weed. Is something I never thought about because you're taking in steroids and medicine straight through your mouth. So you got to wash your mouth
Does
out.
It, is it like minty?
No.
When you hit it,
it's
not like the best like icebreaker or something when you hit that.
Not at all. It's just not.
No, albuterol sucks.
Pure steroids.
I'm thinking it's like.
Speaking of Big Papa Pump.
Like a peppermint patty when you hit it. Like.
Not at all.
See, I have to use the fucking machine gimmick where like you hook the hose up and you put the water or the whatever in it and you got to go. You got to like put it to your mouth and like.
You're using that CPAP
machine. Oh, yeah. The nebulizer.
Yeah. Like,
man, I hope I don't need that next.
You know,
but
just random fact, one of my favorite things about you is your use of the word gimmick.
Oh, yeah, because everything's a gimmick.
Everything's a gimmick.
Everything's a gimmick.
I love it.
Do you do that with wrestlers as well? Yeah, you know, put your quarter in the gimmick.
No.
Okay, good.
The Twitter gimmick.
What's your Twitter gimmick? Hey, tell me what your Twitter gimmick is. shout out to Cobra Arcade Bar who had a gift for us. Gave us some gift cards with some loot on it. So...
Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
I will gladly go back and support those brothers at Cobra.
Oh, where's ours at?
It's in the mail.
Oh, shit. And yours came to Rand's house?
Nah, I just happened to see those guys. And they were like, yo, here you go. This is for Dave. And this is for you. So I was like, cool. So I think there should be some for everybody.
That doesn't have my address. So I wonder how that works.
We'll check back in with Cobra. But shout out to them for that. Let's move into some wrestling,
shall
we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, so did anyone watch New Japan?
New Beginnings? Yes.
Yeah.
You guys.
All right, so let's talk about it for a quick minute. We gotta take a moment for New Japan. Everybody, don't tune out too far.
So first and foremost.
I was about to say, Rock, you want to put your headphones down?
Now remember.
I'm listening.
No, this is wrestling.
Very good.
This is a wrestling podcast.
I'm here.
Wait.
Actually, we discussed earlier that we aren't a wrestling podcast anymore.
We're not. What are we, lifestyle podcast?
We're a wrestling reaction podcast.
No.
We're wrestling adjacent.
No, because I was very honest and said I did not watch anything this week because I was just kind of overloaded. Yeah. But I read the recap, so I know what happens.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why he's like, it's a recap podcast. I'm like, no, I normally watch.
Yeah.
I need a break.
Okay.
But
that's fine.
Going back to New Beginning in Osaka, my heart was broken because one of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
Chris Jericho?
Tanahashi! Unfortunately, has lost the IWGP.
You didn't cry when he beat Kenny Omega? Because I almost did.
Oh man, I cried out of love for both.
Because
it was such a great.
Tana is great, but he's old great.
He's old great.
Like it's time to move on.
He's one of the leftover wrestlers from the Heisei era. So I mean, it makes sense. But he's so beloved that felt like that he needed to kind of re-elevate the title with Kenny's way out. Re-elevate it one more time.
The timing is weird. This is, what, a month after Wrestle Kingdom?
Yeah.
And, like, you basically make Tanahashi a transitional champ. I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of low for him. Like, he's better.
I agree. I felt like they could have.
So what would you rather see?
Had it until, like, you know, Destruction at Kobe or Sakura Genesis.
Would you rather Kenny just have beat Tanahashi and then lost it at New Beginning to Jay White?
If the plan was to get it to
Jay White,
then. Yeah, I feel like it would have been better if Jay beat Kenny.
Okay,
I feel like it would have propelled Bullet Club into a monster heel faction versus just a heel faction.
So here's my hot take on that match.
Plus, it would have kind of continue on.
Okay,
plus it would have kind of maybe concluded the Elite Bullet Club stuff in New Japan,
right?
Because of course we know it's booked in New Japan,
right?
But I think if Gato probably could have booked it to where, you know what, you guys are going to do the business on the way out anyway, we're going to squash the Elite, and this is going to be all BC.
Okay.
You know?
I feel like they kind of did that, though. At Wrestle Kingdom, they all lost.
Losing titles, but the story in itself, I felt like it never came to a very direct conclusion.
I agree. There's a lot of stories they kind of left up. I was hoping Kenny and Kota would have some sort of conclusion before Kenny's moved on. But
Kenny moved on.
Ah, has he though?
Yeah,
Kenny Omega is now AEW. But
you were there.
I was there. I wanted to talk about that too. I was at the press conference. That was awesome. Vegas was dope as always. Shout out to Cap Caveman.
Vegas was dope and cold. Boys.
It was very cold. We were out by a pool, but we were literally in front. I mean, if this was the podium, I was like right here.
Yeah.
So like to be that close to all that action was really dope.
It was cool. I was watching it live.
You said you saw the back of your head.
Yeah, I was watching live.
Wow, I would have. Yeah. Oh man, that's pretty cool. I didn't know that was going to happen.
Yeah, man.
They just was like, "Come on over here and stand here," and we're standing right by the AEW podium. And I was like, "Really? You want us to stand here?"
And you had like, some amazing shots.
Yeah, we got some very great good stuff. Shots, yeah. And then there's this lady behind me that was on the gate. It was like, "Yo, my GoPro camera. I'm trying to film. Like, get out the way." And I'm like, "Sorry, we're pressed."
Yeah.
I just kind of nudged my way in front.
Did you throw the badge in her hand?
Flex the press badge. I was like, sorry, we're press. You know, sorry. But yeah, she was like, I've been waiting out here since noon. And I'm like, sorry, I just got here 5 minutes ago.
Right. But if you really wanted to get a good shot, you should have been press.
Yeah, if you're that good at camera work, apply for a press pass. And that goes to everybody, though. If you're good at something, you're good at blogging, you're good at tweeting, you're good at podcasting, and you're good at taking photos, apply for a press pass. Mm-hmm. Waiting in line is for suckers.
Because guess what? Mad Mania Podcast, we get all the press now.
We get perks. We're pretty cool.
This is now a perk podcast.
It's all perks. If you got perks, please send them to mattmaniapod @gmail.com.
Yes, please mail all your Percocets to Rand. That's what he's just requesting.
Miley Percocet. All right, so we were talking about... Okay, so moving forward.
Kenny Omega.
Said, and did anybody catch his interview? Actually, probably not. With Uncle Dave, he actually talked to Uncle Dave for the Observer podcast.
But it's but I heard something that he said though.
It's just for the it was just for subscribers. So luckily, my boy Kent is a subscriber. He kind of clued me in, and he said it was a good listen. And what Kenny revealed is that he's under contract with AEW, but he's on a conditional use deal with New Japan. Whenever New Japan wants him, they'd be like, Kenny, we need you end of the month. Let's go. Mm-hmm. And he has to go. So he also said that of all the people he was dealing with, like between WWE, everybody who wanted him, he said the least excited party to have him was New Japan, honestly. Mm-hmm. He said they were the least aggressive. They were the least, like, they had the least idea for what plans they wanted to do with him. So while WWE is probably backing the Brinks truck up at his house in Canada or wherever, and Triple H was like,
Winnipeg,
I'll bring you whatever you want. But my wife. You know. You want Steph. So he's like, But it was interesting that he said that. And I think that it's just Japan being willing to go in a new direction.
Right.
I think that's all it is. It's like, yo, you want to be out?
It's the evolution of,
moving forward.
Of a, of a legacy.
It's a shame that the Kenny Omega on top story kind of happened so fast. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't even get a full year.
I agree.
You know, so I'm a little bit.
It wasn't savorable.
But he's known right now as the best wrestler in the world, or at least one of. So.
He was almost known as an underdog more than anything, because he would always have to fight and pull up.
No, I know what you guys are saying. You want him to be on top still, but I'm saying
this is the whack part. When people
his legacy isn't over.
It kind of they lose the luster. You know what I mean?
Because now you just got to get that AEW title.
The chase is where it's at, but I always feel like
once you get it, it's like nothing, nowhere to go but down.
But one thing I really like about New Japan. Is that they actually record the defenses as well.
Okay,
That. So that's one of the things I will give it up to New Japan. The defenses do count.
Well, how many defenses did he have? Like maybe 4 or 5?
If that.
Yeah, it wasn't even that many.
Okada had 13.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And he was
super champ.
Kenny wasn't a fighting champ. I feel like they didn't really book him as strong as they could have. I think once they knew the writing was on the wall that he might be going, I think they were like, all right, screw you, buddy.
Yeah, let's dilute him out of the story.
Water him down, you know? And that happens in all the federations.
Yes, it does. So I feel with Kota, I feel like he could still be a heavy hitter in New Japan. Mm-hmm. You know, I think they did announce that Kota might be able to come with Kenny also in AEW.
Really?
I think that's what I saw.
Oh, I didn't see that.
You know,
that's interesting.
But then you also see these pictures on Twitter about how Kota's not focused on Kenny right now because he wants to do his own thing.
Well, that's what he's supposed to say in New Japan.
I mean, he doesn't have to come with Kenny to AEW.
But I'm saying,
let him get a nice little run.
Suspending your disbelief, you want Kota to succeed.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I'm sure he'll succeed wherever he's at. Or
I
want to
see Kota do well
in whatever he's doing.
The crazy thing is, too, is the tag team picture in New Japan isn't all there right now, but the light heavyweight division, I think it's also kind of on a resurgence also. But the main story though was the heavyweight championship angle, and man, it was,
and you cried.
I did.
Don't worry,
there'll be
a rematch.
He's really good.
I hope we get now I think this I hope this leads to Jay White versus Okada. Maybe at the Garden, maybe wherever.
Right.
I hope that this does happen, and it'll be great to have it happen on U.S. soil. That'd be cool. Mm-hmm. So,
question for
you
guys.
That concludes our New Japan.
Since we got into a little AEW talk. So with AEW building all these bridges with everybody,
right,
and doing all this cross talent,
AAA
that they're doing,
ROH.
How many promotions to take down a giant?
All of them.
How many bridges does it take to take down WWE? Because they're showing a way of...
And it's not enough.
But they're showing a way of doing things that WWE does not do or won't do. Can they push WWE into a point where they're like, fuck it, we're going to do this too. We're going to lease talent.
Well, they're starting to do it with the smaller farm companies. Evolve and stuff is having the Street Profits. Yeah. Adam Cole is wrestling at Evolve. So they're starting to lease out talent on a small level.
Yeah.
But, if they start doing big stuff, okay, let's bring New Japan in for one night only. That would be amazing.
Yeah, remember when the Young Bucks said that they would love to win the titles and not be signed to WWE, something like that.
Oh, who wouldn't, yeah.
But why would WWE give you the titles if you didn't
But they might not give them the titles, but what if they could pay them for a one-off match,
I think it's more possible now. That's one thing Kenny said. It was we have a lot more control.
We have a lot more clout.
And we can do things that we couldn't do with New Japan and other places. So
can I say
maybe?
The way I'm looking at it is not it's not really going to war with, the monster of being WWE.
Bruh, does somebody say monster?
I feel like it's just kind of giving fans just another
hope,
another alternative.
Alternative.
Yeah. Just because, WWE is the end all be all here in the States, but at the same time, I feel like if they put another machine behind the Elite in AEW, you know, if they have a legit TV deal and if they run maybe four pay-per-views a
year.
Gotta
have a TV deal, man.
You know, I think it'll be a very, very credible contender. Not to take down the machine that is WWE, but just give fans an alternative.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think that they're going after WWE. But right. At the same time, they have at least twice been on WWE soil throwing something at the same time that WWE is throwing it. So they're throwing their low-key WCW shots like they were doing. Now, when I'm saying they're not trying to go to war with them, but they're just like the young guys that are showing them a different way of doing things. WWE has ran a certain way so long that they're like, hey, we're just starting. We don't have the ability to acquisition all of this talent because people are signed to a bunch of different places. But as good as we are and what we have going on, all these other places see the benefit in, hey, let's branch out. You cross over here, we cross over here. You know, we get the Lucha Brothers. We might come send y'all somebody on Impact. Like, just all of this to help make the sport of wrestling better. That's better for the sport and not necessarily the company, if you get what I'm saying, because this just gives everybody a chance to see everybody. If you weren't watching, what is it in Mexico? What's their
AAA? CMLL.
If you don't have a way to watch that or you're not watching that, now you're going to see some people in AEW, you know? So I'm just saying,
so
like,
everybody wins.
Yeah.
Right. When WWE, they're not doing that. So all I was saying as far as taking them down is like, not taking them down where they're not the biggest thing, but taking them down a peg as to where they have to say, oh, we have to pay attention to what these other guys are doing and maybe take notes.
Yeah,
on what they're doing and do it at a larger scale because we're still the larger company.
And maybe. I feel WWE will always, you know, take into consideration what AEW is doing. Are they going to have any company on their radar?
Oh, we're definitely about to talk about some things that they're taking notice about.
Yeah, but I think the biggest thing is AEW has this fan base that sells out 10,000 and 12,000 seat arenas in less than an hour, in less than minutes.
Right.
So they're catering to a very specific fan demographic. And so they're taking this niche, for lack of a better word, and they're just like, you know, making, you know, they're just making so much out of it.
And we used to think that this was like a New Japan crowd, you know?
It's like an indie crowd.
But they just like, remember we were having a conversation about if New Japan tours over here, how they're losing all their Americans and stuff like that, how they probably won't do too well over here now, minus that. But now you're saying, oh, they still got Kenny. So
if they need him, yeah, they can pull out Kenny.
They can still do that. But at the same time, like with these guys forming their new thing over here with AEW, it's definitely taking, like, I feel like a lot of eyes off of the New Japan stuff and putting it over here with these guys.
And
they're the guys that they wanted to see, so now they're
And I feel like New Japan will continue to just create partnerships within the United States just because obviously their home is Japan, you know, so they'll have partnerships with ROH, with World of Worlds, and if they have partnerships with AEW, even better. But I feel like
that's
they're
how
always
going
to
keep on doing good in
Japan,
the United States, but I don't think that they would do good just
by themselves
on their own.
No.
When they had all of these guys, we were thinking like, whoa,
maybe
they can come over here and tour and it would be crazy. Yes. But now that they're losing all of their American talent
had the Elite, they would have a fighting chance.
I can't front. Yeah, like I never thought like, okay, one company is just as big as one or two guys or made up by one or two guys. But I know that if the Elite's not a part of a New Japan show, I'm not as excited. You know what I mean? Like if I know Kenny, Cody, and the Bucks are not going to be on it, I'm just not as excited. And that's just because I've been experiencing them
too.
As a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's hard for me to watch.
Now it's like
guys aren't involved.
All Japanese guys, which isn't a bad thing. And they got amazing talent.
No, and you've been watching it a while, so you're like kind of invested in those guys now.
I know these guys.
But for somebody who was only watching.
They're not the guys I knew. Yep. You know, like all the guys I knew. And you know, and probably a big part of that is that I'm not really sold on Jay White yet. So I feel like their champion is somebody that I don't know if I fully stand behind as a champ yet.
Oh,
so
but he's
like,
an asshole, though.
I mean, he's a great heel.
We've talked about him. They've pushed that guy super fast because they lost everybody.
To the moon.
So you see,
I think he's the Kenny replacement where they're like, okay, this is our
guy. They did lose everybody like overnight.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Well, ever since he became part of Bullet Club, I said like he was
Like, they had Finn, they had Adam, they have all these, like, young, good-looking white guys or whatever, and he was just falling into that, like, the next one. Like, okay.
So here's a hot take from our homies at WrestleRap.
Put the rocket on them.
Who said on Twitter that they think, and I was like, I don't know if I fully disagree, is that Jay White was given the championship, so it's probably too soon, knowing that it's too soon, but just to keep Bullet Club hot so that those shirts don't completely fall off.
Hey, merch is a big deal.
You know
man.
What, though? And it makes sense because you have Gato and Jado in the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
They want to make money.
They need a leader.
They need to push those. They need to push them.
So now the champ is Bullet Club. Not a leader. They need a face.
Yeah. Now the champ is Bullet Club. So now with Bullet Club's back on top, let's sell these shirts.
Right.
You know, so that Bullet Club isn't completely dead. Because we were thinking with the Elite leaving, like,
we have
Bullet Club.
Well, we talked about that before where you had said that New Japan owns the Bullet Club logo or something.
Yeah.
So they weren't gonna kill the Bullet Club off yet.
I bet you, we were just saying, somebody, I think it was Cap who said over the weekend, like, I bet there's a WWE guy just sitting on his computer, refreshing it, waiting for the trademark to run out.
Oh yeah,
on Bullet Club, because like instantly they're gonna snatch that up, like no question.
Absolutely.
So hey, let's just jump straight into this since we're hot on this talk right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The Revival.
Yes.
And how
best part of Raw for me was the Revival versus Gable and
Bob Roode.
And how the Revival punked Vince McMahon into a fucking championship.
Do you believe that? Come on.
Did they?
That mean they got to get booked?
This is all a plan.
Yo, they said
as a pacifier to shut them up.
Well, yes,
this is
but
to
shut
the fans up more than anything.
They said that in their ring gear before the show was over, they asked for their release. So
who said this?
Look it up. You got a computer in your hand.
Tell me your source.
The fucking
you can't quote it if it's I don't know if that's true though. They said what? Nia asked for a release before.
I do remember
Rusev asked for a release.
I do remember seeing those rumors that the Revival did ask for their release.
Yep.
So if they asked for their release, and they know that everybody who wants a release is thinking AEW. We talked about how Randy Orton might be using AEW to his advantage. We talked about all these people who might be going. So they started writing FTR on their shorts. Like they're using all of these like elite gimmicks,
and it worked. And it worked.
And Vince is saying, if Vince said, "Hey, we're gonna give you this title, maybe we're gonna put a little bit more effort into the tag team scene. Maybe we can let you guys try to bring some prestige back
to
these titles."
They had a barn burner. I don't know if y'all saw that match.
I did.
That match was fire.
They dedicated their victory to all the tag teams around the world. They said.
That was cool.
I'm just saying they used this AEW shit to full advantage.
So are you saying that could be a good point?
I want to get into that.
But are you saying that could be the same thing said maybe with the Usos and fucking best tag team in the world? They said it on SmackDown. said it on SmackDown that they haven't signed their contracts.
Yeah, they haven't signed their contracts.
You know, they don't.
Usos.
The Usos said it on TV.
Yes, I think everybody
that comes on TV, it's not real.
But I'm just saying.
I think everybody is giving it to their advantage.
Suspend your disbelief
and
for a moment.
Got new merch.
Without suspending disbelief, what Rand is saying, I believe, is absolutely true. I feel like that WWE is also the same way that they're trying to make sure that there's no AEW shirts on TV during their shows, that they're using rumors to their advantage during a show.
Absolutely.
Like, hey, you guys might not see the Usos again after this match or something, you know?
Absolutely. Which, use the real life heat and rumors to your advantage. Like the Finn over thing. Like that was exactly what that was. Over? What? Okay.
But when we heard that Vince McMahon had put a freeze on all WWE talent, this does make it sound like Vince McMahon is kind of like trying to pacify some people. The Revival, mainly, by giving them a title shot.
It's already come out where they're saying that like Vince and them are going to be offering more money than normal to re-sign people because they don't want everyone to jump ship.
Exactly.
Because at that, right. because at
and
that
remember
point,
that they got buried at that anniversary show by all that old-ass talent. Like, they shitted on the Revival.
Right. They still had to fight their way out of that. Yeah.
But additionally, let's not forget, even though you say, if they said it on TV, it's not true. If they haven't signed,
it's not true.
But I'm just saying
that it's a part of the story.
It's part of the story. As long as there's no ink to paper, They could pull that 180. Oh, they could swerve the company.
Rand is just saying using it to their advantage.
They're using it to sell the story right now. Just like the Dean Ambrose announcement. Could be real, but it's also used to push the story.
Yeah, but I also read today that the WWE is supposed to make one last attempt
at Dean
to re-sign him.
Here we go.
So now what you were saying makes a lot more sense.
Here we go. The work is in, y'all. Oh, yeah, the fix is in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. What I saw from Dean on Monday was so trash that...
He did pin AC.
Not pinning him.
You talking about the Slay the Beast?
Yeah, that. What the fuck was that?
Not necessary.
Now you're friends again?
Well, not even that, because who did the same thing? Wasn't it Braun? Didn't Braun say something to him a few weeks back about,
hey, dude,
make the right choice or something?
And then I'm going to fight whoever wins next. Yeah.
It's like, I don't like this little, brotherhood of everybody against Brock, do the right thing.
It makes sense because
Brock,
but they're taking
Brock's not a company guy,
but they're taking the audience's feelings and trying to put it into these storylines. The audience hates Brock; they're tired of him not showing up when he doesn't.
Hate him and his teeth.
They hate, they hate that they don't see the belt every week. So they're using that in all their promos. And speaking of promos, Seth Rollins probably cut the best promo of his life. I thought that this Monday when he finally got excited about wanting to beat Brock. But I mean, it's the same thing every week.
Dean's not really my guy. I'm sorry. I'm sure that the audience knows that.
He was my guy last Money in the Bank.
Yeah, Money in the Bank, he was our guy.
He's been people's guys. He was CrossFit Jesus to people at one point, and whatever else they wanted to call him.
Seth Rollins. Dean Ambrose. So yeah, you don't like Seth.
I don't like Seth. That's what I'm talking about.
How many suplexes Dean also. Is Seth going to take at WrestleMania in the main event?
He's going to take at least 10.
More than Cena?
I think so. Because Seth can handle it.
Oh, yeah.
He's built for it. And he's got the endurance. Brock doesn't have the endurance, so I don't know if he'll want to throw him around.
I want to see him get ready to curb stomp Brock, and he step on Brock, and then Brock push him up because he's so strong off the curb stomp, and then catch him in a suplex or an F5. Yeah, after he pushed him up,
that'd be fire. You know what?
Randy Orton did that RKO like that.
Yeah,
that RKO was fire.
That was so dope. He pushed up off the stomp and RKO'd him.
That's what made me think about it.
RKO he did on Tuesday was nuts.
If Brock can pull something off like that, man.
So moving into the next thing about Raw.
But I'm saying,
before I go too far, what's up?
Swerves could happen.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're talking about with signings?
With signings.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I feel like...
And I'm saying this because...
All's fair in love and signings, man.
We need to suspend our disbelief sometimes.
They can work themselves into a shoot here.
Shoot themselves into a work, brother.
They can shoot themselves in the foot.
I agree with that.
They don't get that contract
signed. You can work yourself into a work, shooter, brother.
You can work into a work.
I agree with Neo on that. I do want us on the podcast to remember to sometimes... have fun with it.
Yeah, man.
And let it happen and see what happens.
You don't want to analyze all the fucking
we overanalyze a little bit. We dump on the product a little bit.
We get a little smarky in here sometimes.
We get a little smarky. We pull out a lot of rumors and innuendo a lot. But, it is what it is. We're fans. We like it. So remember at the end of the day that we're fans, guys. We do like this stuff.
They can swerve.
Okay, so let's jump to the other big story.
What's the big story?
That got everybody in the whole internet in the fucking uproar because they think that Becky Lynch is not going to be in this WrestleMania event. These fans are getting themselves worked up into a shoot, man. Because if you don't think Becky Lynch is
going to
be
taking the smart approach here,
you've suspended 5 days after WrestleMania. Ha ha!
If you don't think that Becky Lynch is going to find her way back into that,
what they could do. Thought what they were going to do but I realized that. The pay-per-view is this weekend, so this was the go-home for...
Yeah, this is for
Elimination Chamber. Is basically a SmackDown pay-per-view because there's nothing big on Raw happening. But it's going to be both branded. So I was thinking, give Becky Lynch a match and be like, look, you got to beat Charlotte with this bad leg or else you're not in this match. I thought they were going to do that.
Yeah.
But now it's just no, you're not in it. Ha ha. So we know it's going to get there. But... we got to get there. It's 2 months from now. Mania is a while away. You can't just have it be what's going to happen.
I think we all said that we didn't want the triple threat, right? Was everybody against the triple threat? You want it?
I want the triple threat.
Neo?
No.
No? So
I'm probably the only person in the world.
I want it. There's a reason why. Okay. I think that this might be too loud. They don't want Ronda to be the heel in this. So that's why Charlotte is being added. And Charlotte is such a better heel than Ronda to play against what Becky is doing. So who is the
heel? Love heel Charlotte.
Charlotte is the heel.
So now we got good guy Ronda, good guy Becky against bad guy Charlotte.
You got tweener Ronda probably. Okay. Or yeah, you might have face Ronda, heel Charlotte, and Becky be the tweener because she's Austin right now. But yeah.
I get your – see, that was a different reason than me. I just think it'll be a better match.
Oh, yeah. Well, people said that, you know. Ronda is going to get outclassed during this match. So, yeah, but you got to have somebody. You can't just be Becky and Ronda.
A 10 minute judo throw fest.
But the thing is,
you can't just do that.
I don't want to see Ronda Rousey take a powder out in the ring for 10 minutes while Becky and Charlotte, you know, do a 10 minute spot and then just, you know, again.
Damn, you know that's what's going to happen.
I don't want to see that.
They're going to double team Ronda.
Everyone's going to take a powder.
But it'll be more fun to watch overall than Ronda doing 10 judo throws in an armbar.
why can't Ronda elevate her fucking wrestling game?
I think she's not going to get to Becky Lynch's or Charlotte's level.
Then why is she the fucking champ?
Charlotte is the better heel. She's losing the title at Mania.
She's losing it.
Thank you.
Becky will have the title at Mania.
I like
after
that.
After Mania.
Well, she's winning it at Mania, so I'll bet anybody.
Okay. I just don't want to see these powder takes, you know, and see some actual wrestling. Like, I get it. There's judo throws and shit like that. But she should learn just to effectively wrestle better.
But I think that she can learn how to wrestle better.
Have a lot of time.
Versus being just an attraction like Brock.
She's going to learn how to wrestle better before she's going to learn how to talk better. And she stumbled over several promos. And she's got shitted on by the crowd during promos, and they need somebody like Charlotte who can come out and actually be the bad guy.
Take the heat away from Ronda.
Yeah, and
I get it. But Ronda, these fans are not stupid. They're still going to boo Ronda whenever she tries to talk. Her promos are so white meat babyface.
But did you see what they tried to do with her backstage?
I want the best Becky Lynch so I can fight you. It's like, it's so white bread.
But did you see what they did with her backstage when she was talking to Becky, right? About like, oh, this is bigger than you. And, you know, when she wanted her to apologize. Exactly. They were taking her back from what they tried to do with her a couple weeks earlier, which was try to be mean against Becky. Now it's like, oh, that's not going to work.
Mean won't work.
That's not going to work. You go be nice and try to be the, oh, we have to do this for, like, the women and put on this great match. And then Charlotte just comes like, I don't give a fuck about any of this. Like,
I think it's good, but how about the fact that I feel like SmackDown's getting a huge shaft in this whole WrestleMania buildup.
How big, pal?
Huge. Huge. How about we spend half of Raw dealing with what the main event of WrestleMania is going to be for the women?
Are you talking about those backstage segments where...
No, just the Becky story becomes the entire story of Raw.
Of Raw, yeah.
When she's a SmackDown wrestler.
Oh, where she has to, like, make apology?
The decision and all that. Now, meanwhile, on SmackDown, we could jump to SmackDown, Asuka can't even get on TV. Like, you got a world champ.
I love it.
You know why, though? You know why she's
been on TV? You know why she won the title?
You know why she's not on TV?
Why?
There's no one fucking ready for her. That's why. She has no competition on SmackDown. She doesn't need to waste her fucking time on SmackDown.
Really? So she doesn't even need to fight. She doesn't need to wrestle.
She doesn't need to.
She doesn't need to show her face.
Who's worthy?
I agree.
No one's worthy.
I agree nobody's worthy.
Tell me, Rock, on SmackDown, who's ready for Asuka?
A dumpster fire.
She'll put it out.
Fire extinguisher. She put
but
it out.
I mean, this is just.
It's true. She's outclassing everybody, but they got to build somebody up for her. Who's her mania
they
appointed?
They have nobody.
But it's the issue of too many titles. We talked about this. SmackDown yesterday. The go home episode to Elimination Chamber that you said is a SmackDown pay per view.
All around the tag team.
Did not have the U.S. title. Rusev nor Shinsuke was on the show. They did not have R-Truth.
R-Truth still has the title, right?
They didn't have R-Truth on the show. Wow. They didn't have Asuka on the show. Wow. So those titles mean nothing now.
There's just not enough time on their show. And they don't have matches, as far as I know. They don't have a U.S. title match for
Because Elimination Chamber, as Neil was saying,
doing two chambers.
Is centered around the women's tag titles.
Yeah.
That's probably going to be last. You think so?
Oh, yeah. It's a new title?
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. I think so.
That's dope.
So, I mean, 2019 has been the focus on the women so far. But
we should do some predictions for the Florida Chamber then.
I don't have an issue with it at all.
Yeah. Hey, can you pull up the card, Rock?
Yeah.
For Elimination
let's
Chamber?
Let's do the card. Oh, and then Kofi Kingston. Get out of here.
Oh, is Kofi in, or I missed that?
He's in the Elimination Chamber. He's one of them.
So there's a movement starting right now on social media, and
that was the intro clip.
I would love to see you all.
We played the Kofi intro clip.
I would love for all of you to get involved because we
#need this. Year of the Kof.
We need this. Okay?
#year of the Kof.
Xavier Woods posting Kofi Kingston will be champion. I saw Wrestle Rap with the the graphic. I saw we posted it as well. There is a
Kofi, we here for you, baby.
It is time.
There's a fucking petition.
This is basically
we're
a
in solidarity
this
with
is a
you,
full,
my man.
A full movement and petition that it is time. Now, granted, Daniel Bryan's been a great champion, so I don't want to take anything away from him. But, bro, it's Black History Month. It needs to happen. I'm sorry, dog.
You telling me
it needs to happen? Kofi needs to win this title,
but I want him to win it on merit and skill, not because it's just
You don't think he has the merit and skill?
I never said that.
So then, if he
you're saying that it's Black History Month,
no, he's saying
he
on top of that.
It's Black History Month. It's time to reward him. I thought you said because.
No, no,
my bad. I'm like,
I didn't say give it to freaking Apollo. No disrespect to Apollo, but like, I didn't say give it to somebody just because like, it's a.
You already have a black champion in Lashley. Yes.
So. I don't know, man. I think Kofi more than deserves it. We all know that. Yeah. And he showed why with this great
60 minutes in the Gauntlet match.
Of over 60 minutes. Like, come on, man.
So I saw somebody talking Kofi's about on Twitter. I don't remember who it was, but a conversation about if Kofi won it and then dropped it at the next pay-per-view.
That's fine.
I wouldn't want him to be a transitional
champion. Right back to Bryant.
No, that's fine. I think it's fine because it gives Kofi every title at that point.
Kofi doesn't deserve a fucking check on a list. He deserves
a run.
He deserves a run.
A run would be great
because the trios, the story that they can do as trio champs.
I don't think they should do trio champ, to be honest. So then Woods becomes a one time champ and E becomes a one time champ because Kofi wins.
No, but the thing is, like they can actually take their trio power. And then just use it so that way Kofi continues to be the champion.
I feel like it would only be exciting if, or funny, if they still had like the automatic rematch clause. Because in my mind, I'm just thinking like old NWO when they would just pin each other.
Oh my God.
So it's like they could just pass the title amongst each other.
And not finger poke a doom.
But not let anybody else get a title shot because they would all get rematches against each other.
No. See, I don't wanna fantasy book this too far because I'll get really excited and into it. We talked about it before with the Woods US champ thing. When I was going around, we're like, oh, what if Woods wins it? And then they all decide that they're gonna defend this committee. And then the commissioner says, that's enough of that. I'm stripping you of the title. Ladder match, all the New Day has to fight each other. For the belt. Mm-hmm. Like, that would be so dope. But, you know, it's not going to happen.
Because that's what we want to see.
So I don't want to get too excited.
That doesn't happen until the New Day breaks up.
I feel like they don't have to break up to fight, though. But you're probably right. And they're never going
to
break up.
I'm just saying if they did it that way, I think that's what they would lead it to. Or at least try to trick the audience into thinking, like, this belt would come between the group.
Okay.
If somebody went heel, it would be Big E.
No, I feel like they can again.
I think Big E would just beat the shit out of the Xavier Woods and Kofi and demand the title.
If anyone has heel tendencies, it would be Big E.
Right.
What if he just broke up the New Day once he got his turn with the title since they were all sharing it?
I changed my mind. I'm leaving.
But see, the way I would like to see it is
you got
if,
the card?
Is if just you have go. If you have Kofi as your champ, mm-hmm. you know, they switch from, again, just – you know, not being necessarily baby faces, but to heels. And then, they just use their trio's powers to keep that title and cheat and, you know, make something out of it, for lack of a better word. You know, let them chase the title for Kofi.
Yeah.
Or defend the title for Kofi.
Hey, we'll see.
All right. So what's this card looking like, Rock?
All right. This is probably going to be pre-show. Buddy Murphy Tozawa cruiserweight title.
That's pre-show.
Not a pre-show. It's kickoff.
It's whatever.
Buddy Murphy.
it's pre-show.
I got Buddy Murphy.
Kickoff, pal.
And this phenomenal match right here, Lashley and Lio Rush versus Finn Balor for Intercontinental.
A handicap
match?
Team Lashley.
Right, Finn's not coming out of that.
Black History Month.
Yep.
Lashley going to win.
Ronda Rousey, Ruby Riott. I think we already know the answer to that.
Ruby Riott.
Ronda, 5 minutes.
They're really doing Braun and Corbin.
Wait, what did you say?
Wait, why?
What is? I'm looking at the card.
What's the stakes?
Because McMahon said, "Hey, beat the shit out of the monster."
Oh my god!
No, wait. I'm sorry.
Why is Braun?
McMahon
is
granted this.
Does this go all the way back to when they told Braun that if he did something that he would get Corbin, or did that already happen?
Could be.
Because I remember when he did have to beat somebody, and it was like, oh, if you do that, you'll finally get Corbin. Okay.
So that's what's going to happen.
It could be payback because, you know, Corbin and Lashley.
Oh, from breaking his arm or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Why not make this like a, I don't know,
number one? Because Corbin doesn't have any power.
You get a title match. I don't know. So, okay.
They should make it like a
hair. That's Braun.
If Corbin still had his hair, they should have made it a hair match.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Wow. Is fucking McIntyre just going to come out and they're going to beat Braun up again?
Wow. I don't think McIntyre's on the card.
He doesn't have to be on the card to come out.
I think he called the finish to that. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, because that's all they've been doing is him and Corbin have been jumping Braun.
Somebody would come out and help Braun. Who would help Braun at this point? Apollo?
Kurt Angle.
Oh, okay.
Who is rumored to be retiring after 35, WrestleMania 35. Wow. I read that today.
Well, it's we just time. Called that match.
And I appreciate
That's
it.
That's disappointing. I wanted him to have one more like title run before it was all said and done. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
You want to see some dope-ass
Kurt Angle
matches?
He had one more son. That's enough.
What culture?
Yeah, you've already told me this.
I did?
And yeah, and you know what? I didn't watch him. No offense. It's hard for me to... It's hard, bro.
Okay. Don't touch me!
We have the SmackDown Tag Titles, Miz and Shane against the Usos.
So, if the Usos lose, then the Usos
they
are
gone.
Leaving.
They gone.
What's your
They call? Gone!
What's your pick on this match?
They gone, Ronda.
I'm going Usos.
No, they could lose it at Mania. They could lose this match and then get another match at Mania.
Listen here, Head Booker.
No automatic rematches.
Nothing automatic. It's going to be a six-team tag. You know how they do.
Before Mania, though.
Yeah. This match don't have any bearing on if they
Isn't
lose.
There one more pay-per-view in March before we get to Mania?
Fast Lane.
Oh, yeah. That's where I was saying that Kofi would drop the title at. If he went in here, he would drop that fast.
Think about Kofi and Bryan, what kind of fire match they could put on.
Right.
I would be down with that.
I would love to watch that match.
He can throw gluten-filled pancakes at him.
That's okay. Gluten-free pancakes.
Wait,
you know that
match,
big sausage that Biggie
tag
came
match,
out with?
Miz and Shane, they made that a big thing. So I think they gotta retain.
The McMiz show?
McMiz.
That sounded like a McDonald's sandwich.
Oh, what was it? McMiz TV?
Yeah.
I feel like they gotta retain. They holding on.
It's gonna be them because the Usos just super kicked them in the face.
I'm gonna say McMiz retains because of interference from Pete Gas.
And then the Usos are leaving.
Rodney, Pete Gas, and the homies.
Or one Us is leaving.
One Us?
Nah.
Manny Rose comes back out.
I don't even think the Usos are leaving. I feel like all this stuff is just to get more money.
Yeah, they're not
but
going
who
nowhere.
Knows? We'll see. Like, this is the only company you
Roman Reigns is coming back
your
for
whole
WrestleMania.
Life.
To be an Uso?
He's taking one of the Us's place. Yeah.
Hey, grab that new Uso shirt. The Uso shirt
dope.
Is fire.
I didn't see
it. I wouldn't
it kind of looks like a hip hop shirt.
I wouldn't put him past him coming back at Mania, though.
Who?
Roman.
Probably.
If he's well. Not to do anything, just to be there. Like when The Rock showed up.
Yeah.
Just to like set the sign on fire.
Out, just come out and be like.
Yeah. Just come out and let the people know he's good.
Get cheered for once.
Or come out and do a fucking promo for The Rock's new movie or some shit.
Because he's not getting booed.
Nah.
Word of life.
Can't boo a cancer patient.
Not.
Next up.
Or you just catch him backstage giving Seth some
right?
some promo or something or some props before the match.
So this where I'm at right now has the women's tag team elimination chamber match as the next match, not the main event.
Okay.
So we have Sasha and Bayley. Sonya Deville and
the Elimination Chamber.
Mandy Rose.
Uh-huh.
Carmella and Naomi. Nia Tamina. Riot Squad and those Australian girls.
So these are I'm sorry, I know how the Elimination Chamber is built.
Yes.
So do the tag teams have to be in a chamber together to get out of the chamber box?
I would love to be in
so
the chamber.
So Tamina and Nia are gonna be in the same box?
Pervert.
Is that how that works?
Yeah. Well, you usually know you're in a box and you get probably let out, so don't they have to be, are they going to be smashed in a box
hot
together?
Box.
To get
they're, out? Not, they're not that small.
Hot it's, box. It's, no, it's a big box. It's,
yeah, it's they, maybe they might make the
and
boxes
they'll make it bigger for tag
one
teams. Yeah. I think this is the first is, tag
are you showing
team
the Uso shirt?
That's not the one. I, that's this the one tank on the custom one. That's the custom tee site. If you go to the regular shop, they have the regular shirt.
Yeah, he showed me a second ago. It looks dope.
But who do you think is taking this?
I think first champ has to be one. It's never who you expect.
Yep.
Two, I think it's never the face because they need the face to chase.
Yep. I need to get that Uso
hat. They need so the for face that to chase reason, I think it's the Iconics.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. La, la, out of everybody? Wow. La, 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 la. Hot take from Rand.
Did you predict Carmella in the Money in the Bank?
I think Iconics is going to get eliminated first. Same.
If we're lucky.
I think Iconics.
So this
I think it's gonna be.
I don't think they're ready, but whoever is,
it's gonna be Sasha and Bayley.
I'm on Bleacher Report.
That's too obvious.
And Bleacher Report says Nia and Tamina.
Who said? Remember
who said that?
Who said that? No, it was Bleacher Report. I actually agree with that. I think that's a good
move. Yeah, I was gonna say Nia and Tamina,
and they probably do want to bring those titles to Raw.
I think it would
now
be them, but I think that.
Did you also read the story that they're talking about?
Yeah, come on.
Ending the brand split for the women's
dirty division underwear out here.
I'm okay with that.
They should just end the brand split altogether, but, you know.
I think okay
for the women first, especially.
Yeah. I think Nia Jax and Tamina is like the obvious choice.
Because they're like unstoppable.
Right. But I think that Sasha Banks and Bayley is the only way to go to just culminate all the bullshit that we've had to go through with Sasha and Bayley. Yeah, like
that's the payoff. Okay.
Them wanting to fight each that other, them going to counseling, them starting this boss and hug connection.
And
it's
they're
like
basically
or
the reason for the tag.
Right.
Tag.
So I'm like
they pushed it the hardest.
They need
so
to be the wow inaugural
but
champs.
I remember Renee Young saying, like, can you imagine how disappointed the universe will be if Bayley and Sasha doesn't win and something like that? Like, she's
gassing it up too much.
They gassed
they're
it up
already,
a little
yeah,
too much.
Seeds.
Where it's like, I don't think they'll win it.
Yeah. What if?
But they can chase to Mania and pick and win it at Mania and make a big event.
Sasha Banks turns on Bayley.
Again.
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 Again, again.
I like that. And what's the next match?
Men's Elimination Chamber, Kofi, Hardy, Daniel Bryan, AJ, Randy, Samoa Joe.
I think we're all in agreement with Kofi, right? Let's
team
get in the
Kofi.
No,
we're Year of the Kofi.
This is our prediction, is that Kofi is winning.
Yes.
Year of the Kofi.
All right.
Yes.
Let's go with it. Team yeah Kofi.
I mean, first off, fuck Jeff Hardy. He's not winning. His old ass don't need the title.
they're saying...
Hey,
I'm not mad at that.
Nah, that's,
I'm not mad at what Bleacher Report's
that like is the second best choice.
Don't say Joe.
Yeah.
Joe ain't winning nothing.
Joe ain't
hey,
winning
man, don't
nothing
be talking shit about my homie.
Sure, I like Joe. Joe. We all love Joe.
Right.
I just think they've had so many chances with all those matches with AJ. He could have got one, and they didn't give him one. So I don't think they want him to. Like, they could have flip-flopped. They fought like three or four times.
There's only certain things in life.
So nah.
Death, taxes, and AJ beats Samoa Joe.
I feel like if they wanted him to get at least one reign, they could have got him a reign when he was ready, when he was hot. So
I feel like out of all the people that's going to be in this match, yeah, you don't want to be in that Elimination Chamber with Samoa Joe. I feel like he's the most dangerous person true in this true six-man
I'll
Elimination Chamber.
Yeah,
yeah, but I think the Usos under the ring. That's what I'm thinking.
The Usos under the ring.
But who do they...
For what? This isn't for tag teams?
Oh, I'm sorry, not Usos.
What reason do they have to be
New Day under the ring. Sorry.
Oh, for Kofi.
Xavier Woods and Biggie under the ring.
Because I'm like, what?
Now, that would be cool.
That, or they...
Because wait,
or they break
that
in.
Kind of taint it, though, like, if he wins it
oh,
that
it
way
definitely taints it. But they win as a team.
That'd be so know WWE, though.
To have them cheat, though, to
left
win? I don't think the New Day would cheat.
There's no wow rules in Elimination Chamber.
Hold on.
No, there's no rules.
I think I was about to say something, and that was about to be crazy. When was the last Elimination Chamber? It wasn't the one that Bray won,
last
was it?
Year. No, 2 years
ago. Oh, okay. That was two years ago. Who won last year?
I don't know.
Wasn't it a Punjabi prison last year?
I said who won the Elimination Chamber.
Maybe they didn't do it
not
last
the Punjabi
year
chamber.
Wasn't that the one where
seems like we could all find
Bailey
it out
and, like, kicked her in the face?
She
off
did
the
kick her in the face.
Yeah.
But the men's did Elimination Chamber, I don't remember.
I don't remember that.
John Cena? Probably. I don't know.
2018. Yeah. Okay, so Al thought you were about to say what I just realized was... The New Day's not on this card. That's crazy. They're might be one Kofi of the first times that they're not on, but they'll come out with Kofi.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns won. the seven-man elimination to become number one contender to fight Brock at Mania.
Okay.
That's right.
On the undercard, Alexa Bliss retained in her elimination chamber, and Asuka beat Nia Jax. All right. So that's what happened last year. All right. So is that it? We got the whole card?
Yeah.
It's a pretty short pay-per-view, unless they run some.
Well, you got two chamber matches. Those are going to be long.
Yeah. All right.
That's true.
Yeah.
Gimmick matches.
All
right. There's no takeover match on this one, right, huh?
There's no takeover.
Nah, they only do them at the big four.
Next takeover is Mania.
Yep. All right, well, I think that's the show. Is there anything else? I want to say, shout out to, what are they called? The folks who made the Muscle Hustle game. Shout them out.
Oh, yeah, we plugged those guys.
Plugged them. I wrote a song for them that I'll be debuting on my YouTube and probably in the...
On the YouTube.
In the Patreon.
Wow, first. You wrote a Muscle Hustle song?
I did.
And we still have not got a Matt Mania song.
Yeah, man. You know, we tripping. I'm waiting on that.
Because you need to pay that money, T-Call.
I'm waiting on that T-Call verse and for T-Call to pay that money.
And then the you need to bring Rock out of retirement.
And he needs to bring those stickers. And Rock needs to get a poem, drop a piece on there.
Yeah, I got it.
All right.
He's still in retirement.
I'm wrestler retired. Which means I come out whenever I want.
Anytime.
He's on a Legends contract.
I am on a Legends contract.
There you go.
Also want to just acknowledge, and we mentioned it last week, this Friday the 15th is the 20th anniversary of the unfortunate passing of Lamont Coleman, more commonly known to y'all as Big L, D-I-T-C.
Big L said so.
One of the... God, man, he was incredible on the mic. Definitely was taken way too soon.
He's a pioneer in his time, man.
God, Big L was nasty. Nasty, nasty, nasty. So, just want to extend the RIP to one of my favorites.
Such a great...
Rock, do you have a... Oh, go ahead.
We're going to ride out to Ebonics. Yeah.
Okay, do you have a snack for this week?
Oh, the snack of the week, yeah. I'm actually going to go with what I said I felt bad for not doing last week. I want to give it to Naomi. Who is just delicious dark chocolate? Sorry, Ooze. No heat, Ooze.
No heat, Ooze.
No heat, Ooze.
Did you hear?
Thicker than a bowl of oatmeal.
Did you hear Zelina Vega, her tweet when she was like, "Don't ever come out of the gym thinking you just made some booty gains and then let Naomi walk by because she'll put you to shame."
Yeah, because that thing is special. Facts.
Sheesh.
Because she didn't do no gains for that. That's all straight from her mama.
That's collard greens and fried chicken, buddy.
We used to have a phrase when I was in high school. We used to say cornbread and water. Because if you mix some,
make it grow.
Get thick.
No, it just gets thick. Oh, you mix that thick cornbread batter, that water.
It's that thickness.
Yeah, man.
True that.
Don't get no thicker. Before we get out of here, let me give a shout out to my homie Paulie Pins. Some of these Matt Maniacs have been blessed with some Paulie Pins merchandise before. Before I came in, checked my mailbox and just got the code drop from Paulie Pins.
Pin drops. Hey.
Got my Vader pin in.
Oh, that's dope.
Got this dope shout Undertaker out and Paul Bearer pin.
I'm gonna shoot some video of that.
Let me get those out the bag for you, man.
Out the baggie.
Yeah, they came in the baggies. Okay,
Paulie Pins, is that his name?
Yeah, Paulie Pins. You can follow him on Instagram at Paulie Pins. He's a pin merchant. There you go.
Nice. Taker and Paul.
Yeah.
I like it.
So, yeah, that
shout out to him.
That Stone Cold and Brett that I gave you was one of his.
Nice.
I put the Sting joint that I gave you was one of
Ric
his.
Flair.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, man.
So, yes.
Shout out to my man, Paulie.
Matt Maniacs out here rocking your gear, Paulie. Shout out to you. Appreciate it.
I feel like there's something else that...
Well, I need to get out. 90 minutes, so please, Harry.
No, it's good. If it comes up, it'll come up on the Patreon.
All right, so thank you guys once again for being here. Thanks for y'all for holding me down while I was out at dinner.
I want to hear some AEW
shout out
stories.
To all y'all. We're going to be talking Patreon about the AEW rally and more on our Patreon episodes. So go to patreon.com/MattManiaPodcast.
And do what, Rock Knowledge?
Pay that money.
Can we please keep this Patreon short?
Cha-ching! All right, y'all. We out. Keep your shoulders off the mat.
Yo, pay attention and listen real closely how I break this slang shit down. Check it. My weed smoke is my lie. A Kia Coke is a pie. When I'm lifted, I'm high. With new clothes on, I'm fly. Cars is whips and sneakers is kicks. Money is chips. Movies is flicks. Also, cribs is homes. Jacks is payphones. Cocaine is nose candy. Cigarettes is bones. A radio is a box. A razor blade is an ox. Fat diamonds is rocks. And Jake's is cops. And if you got robbed, you got stuffed. You got shot, you got bucked. And if you got double crossed, you got fucked.
Your bank vote is your poke. A choke hold is a yoke. A kite is a note. A con is an okie doke. And if you got punched, then you got snuffed.
Right, if you want to hear this, then pay that money. Y'all might get ready to talk about it.
I talk with slang and I'ma never stop. We out.